This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into the weirdest, strangest, and most mysterious corners of the internet. I'm Allie Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Stettin.
Melissa, who are our patrons for this week?
We've got Daniel and Kelly.
Welcome to the team, guys. If you are a patron, you'll see that I recently did a food review video. I went to this place called Exotic LA in Long Beach / Vernon. I don't really know. I'd never been to where I was before.
The LBC.
That's where the LBC
hangs out.
Yes. Snoop and Cameron Diaz. That's where they grew up and went to high school together.
Really?
And Snoop Dogg was Cameron Diaz's weed dealer.
That makes me like Cameron Diaz so much
I know,
more.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like Cameron Diaz is like the good Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
She's like the other
She's
side of the coin.
She's married to one of the Madden brothers, right?
Yes. Oddly.
I mean, they seem cool, you know?
Yeah. They're just like a low-key...
Yeah.
I'm confused about those Madden brothers. But,
yeah, I'm confused about them too. But I mean, they seem cool.
We're going to do an episode on them once, and Maria was like, no celebrity episodes.
No talking shit about celebrities.
Yeah, we're like, you never know when we might work with them.
You never know
when we might drop a song with the Madden brothers. But they've pulled a lot of ladies.
Yeah, Nicole Richie?
Yes, Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
So I went to the LBC, circling back. I bought all these foreign and exotic foods, sodas, snacks, Lay's, things like that. And I taste tested them. So if you're interested in seeing that, join the Patreon and other stuff coming soon. Melissa, what is our episode on today?
Well, we're continuing the food theme this week. We don't know how long it's going to last, but
we really don't know. Yeah.
And I have a question for you, Allie.
Oh, I'm ready.
What is your favorite cheese?
I don't like cheese brand or type of cheese?
Type of cheese.
I like a blue cheese.
You know, I do too. I like weird cheeses.
Yeah, I'll get funky when it comes
like
to my cheeses.
Cheese.
Yeah, I like a Havarti.
Ooh,
or
a
blue cheese. I like a feta. I don't, there's one cheese I don't like and I can't remember what it is, but it's like it smells and it tastes like a smell and I don't like that one.
Like a brie?
No, not brie, but it has a brie-like consistency.
Oh, like really creamy and smooth?
Yeah, it's really creamy and it has a smell to it and I don't like that one.
Oh.
Creamy, smelly
creamy, cheese. Creamy, smelly cheese. I don't know what that would be.
Oh, maybe it's a Limburger? Limburger? Camembert?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Munster?
Oh, Munster. Munster's rough.
Yeah, maybe I don't like that.
I love a Jarlsberg.
Oh, Swiss yeah, that's cheese. Good. Why do you ask?
Well, would it surprise you that American cheese was not invented in America?
What?
Dun, dun, dun. So today we're going to get into the history of Velveeta and American cheese and try to answer another question. Is processed cheese actually food?
Oh, I bet it's not. I'm scared.
Spoiler alert. Now, you had grilled cheese sandwiches as a
kid. I had one recently.
Okay, great. Now, do you use American cheese or Velveeta?
American cheese.
Have you ever had a Velveeta grilled cheese? Or is that a Midwest thing?
I like don't know if I know what Velveeta is.
You've never had Velveeta shells and cheese? Like that big block of Velveeta?
Okay, I'm looking at Velveeta, and I think because I grew up in Los Angeles, Velveeta was always like, we don't do that.
I wonder if it's more of a Midwest Southern, because you make like queso out of Velveeta cheese. That's how you make cheese dip.
I grew up, listen, this is something to be annoyed about as it comes to me, but I grew up in Pacific Palisades grocery shopping at Gelson's, and I don't even think they have Velveeta there.
It's very possible. It's very possible. They had some bullshit vegan cheese.
Yeah. But now I want to try Velveeta.
I can't believe you've never had Velveeta.
I don't think I've literally ever had it.
I've
had
cheese whiz. They sell it in the slices now.
Oh, okay.
To like make grilled cheeses.
I'm listening.
But normally you would just buy a big, it's like a pound block of Velveeta. Oh, and it's like, you can cut right through it. It's like very
soft,
rubbery. It's very rubbery.
Ooh, I love a rubbery cheese.
I ate a lot. My body is like probably 10% Velveeta cheese. It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I just got my blood test back from my physical, and I don't know if I should be eating Velveeta cheese. But,
yeah, no, definitely do not. You do not need any sort of cheese. So I found this awesome Mashed article by DB Kelly and Navina Vijayan about Velveeta cheese, and it was actually invented by a Swiss immigrant named Emil Frey.
Ooh.
He actually invented two cheeses.
Oh.
So this Frey guy, he emigrated to the U.S. with his father, who was also a farmer and a cheesemaker, and eventually ended up working for the Monroe Cheese Company in New York. And back in 1889, his job was to make a cheese that could be used in place of another imported cheese called Bismarck, which was like a sheep's milk cheddar. They're like, we need a replacement for this. So like, that's what he did. His cheese was like soft, spreadable, called Liederkranz.
Ooh.
And it was a hit. It was a huge hit, this Liederkranz. And so the factory was shipping out more than a ton of cheese a day.
It's my dream.
Back in 1889. And then 29 years later, he discovered another cheese in 1989. So this dude's making cheese for like 30 years and finally discovered this new cheese. So this company he worked at had a separate factory that produced only Swiss cheese. But people didn't want to buy damaged wheels of cheese.
Like I understand that.
Yeah, they were like, oh, this has like a dent in it. Like, we don't want this wheel of cheese.
You don't want no dented cheese.
Yeah, like that fruit. What's it called?
Oh, my God, I was going to say, what's that company that only sells like boxes of weird looking stuff?
Is it called Ugly Fruit?
No.
Did I just make that up? I know someone who gets like boxes of that stuff. It's like cheaper than...
Yeah, what is
it? Who cares? Buy a dented green pepper. Yeah. Who cares? Damaged boxed food. I don't know if that's going to get you the result you're looking for.
Imperfect foods,
yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would do that. It's all stuff that's like kind of like a little fucked up.
But anyway, so yeah, people didn't want these damaged wheels of cheese. So they just had like a ton of extra wheels of Swiss laying around that they didn't want them to go to waste. So they sent our boy Emil some samples of this cheese and they asked him like, could you do anything with this damaged cheese, like make it into something cool? So he started experimenting at home on his stove and he came up with a cheese that was super velvety.
Oh.
So he named it Velveeta. Havarl.
Or Velveeta.
I don't know this about cheese, is that when you melt it, the oil separates from it and it's not good. Like if you've ever tried to melt.
I guess that's true. Yeah. Like if you melt like a brie in the oven, kind of, it just
the oil comes out. Yeah. And it's just like, it's gross. So how did this Velveeta melt into a delicious, creamy consistency? So Emile found some other cheese researchers named Fritz and Walter.
That's insane.
Yeah. Who were also messing around with melting cheese. They added sodium citrate to their experiments. Oh. And so it allowed the cheese to melt without separating. And then you could reform it back into like any like a block shape.
Oh, like Play-Doh style.
Yeah. So Kraft actually describes it as reversing the process that made cheese in the first place and then stopping at a point before it breaks down completely.
Oh.
Because it's science.
Love it. We got to get a food scientist on the horn.
I know. We got to. Please explain
cheese stuff.
So in 1923, the Velveeta Cheese Company became its own corporation. And it was successful for a while on its own. And then in 1927, it was sold to Kraft Foods.
Oh, got it. I was wondering about that.
So it's been around for like almost 100 years. That's crazy.
Is cheese mold or is that like a rumor?
Now that's a question. I don't believe so.
Like, because you always hear like blue cheese is like moldy cheese. But like,
cheese is not mold, nor is the byproduct of mold. Some cheese varieties, like blue cheese, have specific species of mold that are intentionally added during the cheese-making process to enhance the flavor of texture. Mm. The mold added to these cheeses can be thought of as a special ingredient. Okay, so they do add some sort of mold to blue cheese.
But not all cheeses.
Hashtag not all cheese.
Hashtag not all cheese.
So Velveeta became popular during the Depression in World War II.
Oh, that's probably like Spam.
Yeah. It was Kraft's mac and cheese and Velveeta because they were cheap and you could feed a whole family. And milk was expensive, but Velveeta was not. So people are like, oh, we're getting dairy out of Velveeta.
Let's just
buy that. So by the time World War II started, milk and cheddar cheese were the most popular foods.
Wow.
And Kraft's campaign claimed that Velveeta was an affordable, healthy way to feed your family.
All right.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, all right.
It was advertised as healthy back then because no one knew what was going on.
Yeah, what was good and what was bad.
So here are the health stats for Velveeta. Each 1 pound brick of Velveeta has a recommended 16 servings.
Okay.
Each, that's like a little slice, like sliver. Half an inch a slice. Each serving has 80 calories.
Oh my God, just like
50
a small
of those
sliver.
Calories are from fat.
Oh my God.
6 grams of fat. 4 of those are saturated fat. 3 grams of carbs. There's a shit ton of sodium.
Oof.
410 milligrams. And you're only getting 15% of your daily dose of calcium. So that's not
healthy. That's it?
It's not healthy. Yeah. So it's crazy that they advertised it as healthy. And I looked up ramen, like a package of ramen has 1,500 milligrams of sodium.
That's so insane.
So this like a slice of Velveeta has like almost a third of...
That's crazy.
Of raw top ramen. That's crazy. It's also crazy that I was eating like ramen noodles while pregnant like every day.
It was nuts.
That's why
what you were craving?
An extra 20 pounds on top of the 30 pounds.
Oh my God.
That was nuts. I was eating like 2 dinners. It was crazy.
What happens.
So Velveeta was a 1930s era superfood.
Yeah, it's like goji berries, kale, Velveeta.
Acai.
Yeah.
The American Medical Association declared Velveeta was full of nutrients.
Mm-mm-mm.
The surveys done in the 1930s even found that about 2/3 of Americans liked Velveeta better than actual cheese. And there was no reason for them to believe that it was anything but healthy.
Oh, God.
They're like, I love this new cheese.
Well, you could like say anything back then.
You could say anything and it would be true.
Yeah.
There's no Google. Oh, yeah. So all these old Kraft recipes...
Oh my God, I love these old recipes.
They're deranged.
Yeah.
I looked on eBay and there's all these old Velveeta Kraft recipes from like the 40s and 50s. They're disgusting. There's this Hawaiian-inspired party food where you take half of a toasted bun, apply a layer of peanut butter, add a slice of pineapple, a slice of Velveeta, leave it in the oven to melt the cheese, and then top with a maraschino cherry.
That makes you want to throw up.
Like, does peanut butter... I can see a bun, peanut butter, pineapple. I can see that being, like, maybe okay. Right. Adding Velveeta on top of that?
I don't understand.
Are you insane?
They've gone awry. Yeah.
That's disgusting. And then there's a Velveeta jelly omelet.
Ugh.
So it's basically an omelet with Velveeta folded into the eggs. But then you top it with some jelly?
What?
Who's doing that?
This is crazy.
I used to get so mad. My mom would make scrambled eggs and toast with like jelly. And if like any of the jelly touched the scrambled eggs, I didn't eat them.
Oh, really?
I was so disgusted by it.
That's like a disorder. But I guess it was it like just jelly or was it all your foods?
Just jelly with eggs.
Okay, well that makes sense.
Yeah, it was very strange. Then there's this Velveeta salmon shortcake.
That's disgusting.
The recipe says sift together 2 cups of flour, 4 teaspoons baking powder, some salt, butter, or parquet margarine. Remember margarine?
Yes.
You add egg, you make it into a dough, and the salmon salad filling.
Oh.
Toss together 2 cups of flaked salmon, 1/4 cup of Kraft mayonnaise, some onions, parsley, sweet pickle, and then place 1 shortcake on a greased baking sheet, spread with filling. And then for the sauce, you just melt 1/2 pound of Kraft's nutritious cheese, food Velveeta, in the top
mayonnaise,
of a double boiler.
Cheese. Oh my God.
Blending in 1/4 cup of milk.
Oh.
Note how perfectly Velveeta melts. That's like in the recipe.
This is a nightmare for your colon.
Yeah.
Talk about anal leakage. You eat this salmon cheese salmon cake.
Yeah. And on this thing, it says food facts for mothers. It is a balance of food elements. Velveeta is unique. This cheese food helps supply high quality, complete protein. The kind of protein you expect from a main dish at low cost.
Wow.
An excellent source of milk calcium.
Ugh. Well, they certainly were marketing it.
Yeah.
To really sell.
I mean, I ate a shit ton of it.
Yeah.
This one picture has like toast with baked beans on top of hot dog sliced open with a slice of Velveeta.
Yeah, I saw that. That looked good.
I was gonna say that one doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
Baked beans. I haven't had baked beans.
It's like a chili dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that actually is a chili dog.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not so bad. So then President Lyndon B. Johnson, he's a big Velveeta head.
Mm.
His personal chef made queso dip with tomatoes that was like a huge hit at his parties.
Oh, I can see that being good.
Yeah. Then Lady Bird Johnson's version called for 1/2 pound of cheese and 1/2 can of tomatoes melted together and served as dip on corn chips.
Okay.
So yeah, that's, I can see.
Yeah, I would use Velveeta that way. If it melts well, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said the cheesy tomato mix was good as a spread on crackers or toast, and that it could be used as a filling for hard-boiled eggs or as a dip for celery.
Okay, you're losing me, but...
A filling for like instead of making deviled eggs, is that what she's saying?
I don't want any of your cheese eggs, Lady
Ew.
Bird Johnson.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Get
Thank
out of
you.
Here. The White House executive chef, Renee Verdon, once called the recipe chili concrete for its sturdy structure.
That's so funny. Like, imagine being like a French executive chef at the White House and having to fuck around with Velveeta. Oh,
this chili concrete.
Yeah.
The recipe was the base ingredients of canned tomatoes, garlic, cumin, oregano, onion, salt, and chili powder were simmered first for 2 hours to cook out the liquid, and then you add the cheese.
Yeah, well, that's...
Damn,
it's
that's a long...
Big effort.
He's trying to do something. He tried to make it good.
Yeah, he really did.
And then Velveeta is more upsetting to lactose intolerant people than many real cheeses.
I bet.
No wonder I had so many stomach aches as a kid.
Yeah, well, we ate insane stuff growing up. I don't think I ever ate real food. Yeah.
Ice cream.
Domino's, like Shake and Bake, SpaghettiOs, yeah. Hamburger Helper. Like, I don't think we ate any real food. It was
and
all
I was
chemicals.
Drinking, like, Coke and Pepsi all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't eat real food as a kid.
I don't know if like real food existed in the 90s.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Yeah, they were big on like chemicals.
Oh, yeah. So some lactose intolerant people can eat low lactose cheeses like Parmesan and Jarlsberg, which contains 2.3% of lactose. Velveeta has 9.3% of lactose.
Oh, wow.
May cause anal leakage.
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's crazy. And in 1978...
Make a bumper sticker that says may cause anal leakage.
Yeah, it's very funny. So the 1978 Velveeta shells and cheese became the first of Kraft's products to claim a portion of the shelf-stable market, which describes food that normally would need refrigeration, but processing allows them to remain stable at room temperature. So like all that hamburger
helper
shit.
Yeah, like doomsday prepper shit. Like they're trying to market for like the apocalypse. You can have Velveeta.
Also, you can use it to make fudge.
What?
Yeah, disgusting. So a whole 12-ounce block of Velveeta microwaved along with a cup of butter, corn syrup, unsweetened chocolate pieces. Add 16 ounces of sugar, pecans, vanilla. You pour it into a pan and you refrigerate it. Paula Deen made this.
Oh, I remember Paula Deen.
In an episode of Quarantine Cooking.
Oh, like recently she did?
Yes. Yes.
That's insane. Wow, there are so many Velveeta fudge recipes, like, still.
Yeah. Like, Paula used cocoa powder instead of baker's chocolate pieces. At the end of the episode, those who tasted her fudge confirmed that there was no hint of Velveeta whatsoever. So why use it in the first place? Apparently, like, when it melts, it has, like, a really creamy texture. So the fudge is, like, very rich and creamy. But, yeah, why use it?
This is crazy. I think this has to be, like, a Southern thing, like...
I mean, Paula Deen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, wait. Does See's fudge have Velveeta in it?
What?
Hold on, because I Googled Velveeta fudge and
there's
cheese.
There's so many recipes. I wonder who's like the first person. Velveeta fudge history, the exact origins are unknown. We don't know who it was created by.
Okay, there's no Velveeta in See's candy.
There better not be.
Yeah, that would be like a little too much for my life.
Damn, there's so many recipes.
You know, my next door neighbor growing up from Texas would always give us fudge around the holidays and it was so good. And now I'm wondering if it had Velveeta in it.
Oh, you know, I bet it did.
And yeah, now I'm like, of course it did.
And according to Kraft's website, Velveeta's shelf life is 210 days.
Wow.
That's 7 months. That's...
Refrigerated or like not refrigerated?
Shelf life.
So that means on the shelf, right?
Yeah. on the shelf. Is that on the shelf in the refrigerator?
Yeah. What shelf?
No, I think it's just on the shelf, like in the store.
That's crazy.
At your house.
I don't like the sound of that. Let's take a quick break for announcements. Webcrawlers has a Patreon. To get access to bonus episodes, shoutouts, merchandise discounts, and more, please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers. You can donate as little as $2 a month to become a patron. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you give us a 5-star review, we will shout you out. And Irios has a hotline. Insert jingle here.
626-604-6262.
Irios. Continue to call us, continue to answer prompts, continue to just say whatever the hell you want. This is your space to just unload, and we will play you publicly and respond to it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, back to our program.
You know, I had Velveeta shells and cheese last year because I was like, oh, I really want to eat that. And yeah. Then I tried it and I did not like it.
It didn't hit the same.
No.
Because I think you're used to different stuff now.
I know. Because that's all I ate as a kid was just like chemical stuff. And now I'm like, oh, this tastes gross. I still like macaroni and cheese though. Like Kraft macaroni and cheese is still good.
Yes, yeah, still very good. But the chemically Velveeta taste probably isn't the same for you anymore.
Yeah. It was like, oh God, this is what I ate all the time as a kid. Gross. Yeah. So what exactly is in Velveeta?
We've all been wondering.
So it was originally put together by a variety of orange-hued cheeses. This was like when it was first invented. So the process has changed somewhat. Using special machinery, the chunks of leftover cheeses were ground up into small pieces. Then an emulsifier designed to stabilize emulsions was added into the mixture. So that was initially how it was made.
I don't love the word chunk.
But the manufacturing process has changed over time. Many other factors had to change with it as well, including some legal updates, such as how the Food and Drug Administration classifies cheese products like Velveeta. They are now referred to as pasteurized recipe cheese product.
Ew.
Yeah.
They can't even call it cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese adjacent.
Cheese adjacent. So Velveeta is now made with whey protein concentrate and milk protein. So the official list of ingredients are milk, water, whey, milk protein concentrate, milk fat, whey protein concentrate, and sodium phosphate.
Okay.
So that's what's in Velveeta. Because Kraft changed its formula from using leftover cheese bits to chemicals and whey, the FDA sent Kraft written notice to remove the words cheese spread from its packaging, and Kraft was directed to use something more accurate, pasteurized prepared cheese product.
Oh my God.
Like, you can't say cheese anymore.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And so American cheese, the Kraft singles, also cannot legally be called cheese.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Does it even say on the Kraft singles packages, does it even say cheese? It just says American.
It just says American.
It just says American. It's just American.
Oh, pasteurized prepared cheese product.
Okay, there it is. Wow.
But it's funny. It also says no artificial flavors or preservatives.
How is that possible?
But isn't that like all it is?
Huh. Apparently, the recipe, it's milk, rennet, and salt. Or no. Real cheese is made from milk, rennet, and salt. That's real cheese. Kraft singles are made from milk, whey, milk fat, and a bunch of other ingredients like sodium phosphate, sorbic acid, paprika extract, which gives it the yellow color. So when you mix all them together, Kraft Singles are less than 51% real cheese, which is why it can't be called legally be called cheese.
That's really disgusting.
Yeah, it's not real cheese. Remember when Maria or Craig made ramen noodles, put a slice of, it was American
cheese. That's a thing.
Cheese.
That's a thing.
Over the ramen noodles and like you mix it together, makes it all creamy.
Yeah, that's like a thing in Japan.
Yeah, it's delicious. I tried it.
Oh, you did?
Because I was eating ramen noodles like every day and I got some American cheese. It was good, but I guess it's kind of like the Velveeta making the fudge creamy.
Yeah, it's called a...
It's the same thing. Velveeta and American are very similar.
I'm going to butcher this, but Tsukumo. Tsukumo ramen is known for cheese ramen. They add premium Gouda cheese to pork bone soup. Yeah, cheesy ramen.
Because it's like pasta. It's like cheesy pasta.
Yeah.
In the broth.
It's another level of umami.
Another level of umami. And then I was like, so what's Cheese Whiz?
Yes, that was my question.
Cheese Whiz is a brand of processed cheese sauce or spread by Kraft. It was developed by food scientists named Edwin Traceman, and it was first sold in 1952.
Oh, wow.
So in a 1953 ad in Kraft Foods' home city of Chicago, it included the products are American cheese, water, non-fat dry milk solids, condensed whey, sodium phosphate, cream, Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, not mad at it.
Lactic acid, mustard, salt, U.S. certified color moisture.
52%. Oh, good. I love color moisture.
Milk fat, 28%.
Okay.
So it's Cheese Whiz's American cheese with some more shit in it.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire and mustard and color moisture.
And I love this quote. Dean Southworth, who was part of the original team that developed Cheese Whiz in the 1950s, described a jar he sampled in 2001 as tasting like axle grease. I bet it was better back when they first developed it and they just swapped out everything for chemicals.
Because, I mean, it doesn't have a Worcestershire taste to it now.
No. I ate a lot of cheesesteaks. Also, I was pregnant and they would put Cheese Whiz on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what a cheesesteak is. Well,
I didn't know that.
You can get different kinds of cheese, but I like Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, you do.
It is kind of, it's very salty, Cheese Whiz.
I've only had like the spray, like canister Cheese Whiz
on a
cracker. Oh, that's Easy Cheese. That's what I've had.
Oh, I used to love Easy Cheese. You'd make little flower designs on your cracker.
Yeah, that was like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, me too. That was good cheese. That's very similar to Cheese Whiz.
Oh, so I guess that's different. I don't know if I've ever had Cheese Whiz.
You buy it in like jars.
Yeah, now I'm seeing it.
And I don't think I've ever actually bought Cheese Whiz. I've only had it on cheesesteaks. Yeah, it's just like another spreadable. It's like a queso.
Yeah, it looks like a queso kind of thing. Okay, now this is crazy. I just saw, is this a joke or no? Uh-oh. Clean your clothes with Cheese Whiz and hundreds of offbeat uses for dozens more brand name products.
Clean your clothes?
Did you know that Baby Magic baby powder repels ants and Campbell's tomato soup prevents blonde hair from turning green in a chlorinated swimming pool? Many of the foods and household items in the shelves of your kitchen and bathroom cabinets have properties and near magical powers never indicated by what's printed on the labels. Clean a toilet bowl with Country Time lemonade. Relieve morning sickness with Gatorade. Remove scuff marks with Noxzema. Give yourself a facial with Cheerios. Soothe a sunburn with Cool Whip.
Well, I guess if you grind up the Cheerios and it's like a
This can't be real.
I can see the tomato juice to get the green out of your hair, though. Remember I washed my cat in tomato juice because she got sprayed by a skunk and her fur turned like pink.
Oh my God, really? I guess pretty cool. This isn't a joke. This is a real book.
Oh, is this from, I saw it on eBay. What year is this from?
See, that's what I was wondering. It's from 2007. No, it's from 2007.
Oh.
But everyone's saying like, I love the science behind the book. Oh, wait, actually, it kind of looks like he wrote all these reviews.
Oh, no. By Joey Green.
Oh, wow. He's written a lot of... A lot of books. Joey Green's Encyclopedia, Cleaning Magic by Joey Green, Amazing Pet Cures by Joey Green, Gardening Magic, Kitchen
Who
Cures.
Who is this guy? The Partridge Family Album? What? What a weird... Like, health authors remedies. Make a lot of books.
The unofficial Gilligan Islands handbook.
Like, what?
Is this John Tenney? Remember when we found out John Tenney was a ghostwriter? This is... Who is Joey Green?
He's a former contributing editor to National Lampoon, former advertising copywriter at J. Walter Thompson, is the author of more than 60 books.
That's not right.
Including Not So Normal Norbert with James Patterson. He's appeared on dozens of national television shows, like Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Good Morning America, The View. He's been profiled in the New York Times, The Washington Post. He's a native of Miami, Florida. He was a cartoonist, and he lives in South Florida.
All right, well, then maybe you can use Cheese Whiz to clean your clothes. I mean, I don't know.
What a fascinating person.
Yeah, wow.
Huh.
We should do an episode on Joey Green.
Yeah. Dumb history, the stupidest mistakes ever made. Like, how does he... Amazing Pet Cures. How does he know... Survival Secrets...
Yeah, like there's like he has books on like Medicare, Gilligan's Island.
What? Okay.
Sarah Palin's secret diary.
Huh?
He really has a wide range.
The Get Smart Handbook?
Yeah. Interesting.
Hi, Bob, a self-help guide to the Bob Newhart Show. What?
I love this guy.
Who?
We need to reach out to Joey Green.
This is so weird. The Zen of Oz, 10 Spiritual Lessons from Over the Rainbow.
The Mad Scientist Handbook. You know you need a vacation if...
Oh, no.
It's out of stock. A lot of these books are out of stock.
I mean, I'm sure he makes a good living. 60 books? Sure.
Oh, Potato Radio? Oh, he has like some fun science books. Have you ever made a light or out of a potato, you know?
No, I haven't.
Like it like conducts electricity.
Yeah.
This guy does it all. He really?
Wow, Joey Green. Interesting.
I want to see what Joey Green looks like.
Joey Green, author.
Author.
Wow, 64.
He looks like what I thought he would look like.
Yeah.
Okay, here he is, a picture holding some Miracle Whip and Jell-O.
He's like a bizarro Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Or he looks like a weird Bill Nye.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we'll see if he has anything to say to us.
Oh, he's on Twitter. One of his tweets are all like anti-Semitic.
That would be really
just
funny.
Retweeting like swastika.
Yeah, he's just like a TERF anti-Semite.
He got canceled.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing controversial on Twitter. Just a bunch of pictures of his books.
Yeah.
You never know.
So you got to check first. Yeah, we'll tweet. We'll message him and see.
Yeah. So Velveeta cheese. Not real cheese. Sorry.
To sum it up, Velveeta is not real cheese, and
real.
Joey Green has written a lot of books.
Yeah.
If you have ever tried Velveeta or know anything about Joey Green, Melissa, where can people reach us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com. Elios.com.
All right. Well, actually, hold on one second.
You sent in a DM to Joey Green?
No, I looked up 25 cheese jokes you will love.
Oh, no.
But none of them are really good. All right. Well, I'm Allie, too Gouda to be true, Siegel.
I'm Melissa Easy Cheese Stetton.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
An Elios original.
Powered by Acast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.